Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Backstage Podcast. I am joined as ever by my lovely co-host. Hi Oscar, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Anya. A little bit where's the excitement? Where's the energy?
I have a little bit of a blocked nose. I don't have a cold, but I'm a little bit like,
very sorry for herself, everybody.
I commuted 3 days in a row this week, and that's a lot for me. It's COVID, yeah. That's a lot. Yeah, so I feel like, and I've been out almost every night after work, so I'm feeling it a little bit today. A bit fresh.
Yeah, well, we had an interesting evening last night. Anya and I were out at a dinner together, and with other people. We weren't just going for dinner ourselves. I'm going to call out the restaurant. I'm going to name drop. I know.
Are you?
So we went to Hush in Mayfair, which I've been to before. I went there for my 21st birthday with a mate of mine. Shout out to Alex and like our families. Had a great time. Cocktails were amazing. Food, incredible. And I was very lucky. I was able to sort of suggest where we were going to go for dinner last night. And I was like, let's go to Hush. I'm like, a big fan of it. Mayfair, very easy for everyone to get to.
So it was Oscar's recommendation that we went and someone took us as a client.
Yeah, and I'm very, I'm very grateful to be taken.
Are you embarrassed?
You know what? I'm not embarrassed, but what I was more embarrassed about is my reaction to it, because what happened, ladies and gentlemen, is we sat down sort of in the corner on like a bench and some chairs for our table. And we were joined, we were accompanied by Stuart Little. A little mouse was scurrying across the floorboards, and I spotted him and I said, there's no way I've just seen a mouse in Hush, in a nice restaurant in Mayfair. So I pointed out to my my colleagues, and I was like, if you look down...
No, you were like freaking out. You're like, oh my God, it's a mouse. Oh my God, it's going to crawl up me. And everyone else was like, oh, it's so cute. Like this mouse, I'm not kidding you guys, it was about this big. Like, honestly, it was so cute. And you were literally having like, and you were like to the waitress like, oh my God, there's a mouse. And she was like, oh yeah, we're next to an old building, so like sometimes we get like little mice. And I know it's not like the most hygienic thing, but you were like terrified.
I don't like rats, and in my opinion mice are just like small rats. And if you guys want to see the video of said mouse, head over to our TikTok page, which will be linked below. Shout out to Anya, who I'm saying that so that she has to get that sorted out. We're going to be posting TikToks, and you'll get to see clips of our lovely faces. And I'll input here a little video of the mouse. I know it might come across small. I know you people have gone to TikTok now. You've clicked that follow button and you've looked at the video and you've gone, this kid overreacts to everything. But when you're in a restaurant and you're paying, well, actually I wasn't paying, but when you're in a restaurant that's nice, you'd expect there not to be mice running around the floor.
I do agree, but it was kind of cute. And I was kind of shocked the waitress was literally just like, oh no, like another mouse. I was a bit like, no, like there's like a rodent running around your expensive restaurant. And she was awfully calm. And like I said, it was tiny. So like maybe she's just like, whatever. And then I thought, so weird. She was then like, oh my God, yeah, I've got this fear that's going to run at me. And then I like, she was standing next to me, so then I like ran my fingers up her side as if like as a mouse, forgetting that I don't know this woman. I should not have been touching this woman for whatever reason. She did not find it funny as well. I thought that was really funny because I thought she was gonna.
It would have been funny if it was like your fiance or me or anyone, even someone in our team, but like
anyone I knew, that would have been funny.
Yeah.
And she walked away and I just thought, why did I just touch that girl? I'd had a couple of drinks by this point, so maybe I just was brave.
Yeah, maybe that was the whole thing. But I just thought maybe, like, even if she gave me a glass, I would have put the glass over the mouse, bit of paper under the glass, and taken it outside.
You would not come near that mouse. You would.
Terrified. I would have picked it up. That's no bother. Okay. But I just don't want to be eating my meal and being distracted with, you know, omnomming
away. It did
away,
come near you,
and then
didn't it?
And then it like shoot up my leg.
Yeah, it did like run under
that's
your
what,
feet.
That's what I don't like. That's that feeling of something scratching away at me or whatever.
Yeah. And I can't believe they didn't even, I obviously wasn't there when you guys got the bill, but like it didn't even take any money off the bill or anything.
Yeah, I thought we'd be like, I'm so sorry, like here's 10% off or don't pay service charge. Yeah, or have a free drink afterwards or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't understand that, but look,
the cocktail was really good, to be fair.
Cocktails were delicious. So I'll give a shout out to Hush. I thought the food and the drinks twice now that I've been, absolutely delicious and phenomenal. Just we happened to be joined by a little
live
rodent.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Ratatouille
live, in the house.
Live Ratatouille, little Remy running after his mate Oscar's octopus.
Yeah, I did have octopus. It's so nice.
It was so funny. It came to the table and like it was like you and this other bloke were trying to decide what to get, and he was like, "Should I get the octopus?" And he ended up going for like this fat burger, and it looked so good. And then yours came, and it was so tiny, and we were like, "Oh, he's messed up here."
It was delicious, it was good, though. So. And actually, the other guy said the burger wasn't great.
Oh, really? There you go then.
He was a bit underwhelmed by it, and so the octopus was like a cold octopus salad with hummus and stuff, and it was just delicious. I thought it was very, very fragrant, very light. I didn't feel sort of stuffed afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, that's always good. It was just funny at the time. We were like, oh.
Yeah. It's a very, very, very rogue option for me to go for like a salad-y thing for a main, but delicious. Absolutely loved it. But then this morning, I text Anya sometime last night, and at 6:30 this morning, got a text from Anya saying, yes, I'm going. And she was going to a volunteering day that they were taking part of today for our company that we work for. We had like a day out to do volunteering and help out in a local park. And I was kind of, I know I shouldn't say this, but I was kind of hoping Anya would pull out so I wouldn't have to go.
I don't know why you didn't just text me and say, shall we just pull out? And then I would have obviously not gone.
I know, like, but I did feel good about going then in the end. Like we've given back to the community.
And it was nice to spend the morning outside.
It was really nice. The weather meant that we could finish a little bit earlier than planned, but it was a good fun day, and we'll of course input some videos probably on our Instagram and on the TikTok. So make sure you're following both. They'll both be linked below. But Anya, you were wading through the river this morning.
Yeah, our CEO of like the whole of the UK basically was in our group. Yeah. So when that happened, you have to go fill out. So I got in and they gave you wellies and
committed
as much as I love the water, that was probably too far for me. It was really gross in there. And on the side that I got in, there was some sort of prawn biryani that someone had obviously left the night before, drunken night, stumbling through the park. And it was like massive bits of prawn and it stunk. And
there were just prawns floating in this river in Hammersmith. It was so funny.
Yeah, that's the only sort of fish. I know that's not a fish, crustacean, but like that was the only sort of animal in this pond as well, I'm guessing.
Apart from we saw one newt and some
prawns. We did see a newt. I don't think I've ever seen one before. And I was like, oh my God, guys, it's a lizard. And we were like, it's actually a newt. I was like,
yeah, we don't have lizards in this country. No,
like. Sorry. I know, that's what I thought. I was like, it's tiny as well. But it reminded me of Matilda. So that was fun.
When I was away in Kavos, I was in Kavos. There's obviously loads of stray cats.
Yeah.
That's just a thing in Greece. Lots and lots of stray cats.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
And all the restaurants give them fish and leftover food and things. And there's a lot of geckos in Greece. And one of the restaurants we went to, really nice restaurant on the last night, we got really good food and some nice wine and things. And the cat, one of the cats next to us was just like eating one of the gecko lizard things. And he was like just pulling it apart and he cut its stomach and it's like entrails were hanging out.
And
this cat was just like flinging this dead gecko around. And everyone was like, oh, look at the cute cat. They play with their food, yeah.
Yeah, they do. Oh, that's so gross. That's so off-putting.
It was quite funny. It's quite sweet, I thought, really. Like, he's just having a good time, you know?
Well, this is 100% a true story, and I didn't believe it first either, but my aunt and uncle that live in Florida, they have this like really nice pool out their front, and they were like, oh, my uncle swims in his pool every morning. He's like eight in his 80s.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, there's this lizard that comes out, sits on the rock. My uncle will get it little flies and animals from the pool and feeds the lizard on his finger. And then he was like, yeah, and the other day he even gave it like a sip of beer and it seemed to like that. And we were like, yeah, all right, Uncle Terry, like cute, like as if this happened. Anyway, me and my brother go out and have a little swim in the pool with my fiance. Where on my mother's life, this little lizard comes out exact same rock and is just sitting there just watching us. And you know that lizards aren't like that tame.
Yeah.
Ate a dead bug off my finger.
That's quite fun.
Right. And then a couple of days later, we went back like, to say goodbye. Lizard comes out again. As soon as we got in the pool, some lizard dropping out. Didn't like our beer. We offered it beer. Didn't like it. So maybe that bit was a lie. But the rest of it, I mean, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, to be fair. My uncle used to feed his dog. He had a King Charles Cavalier. He used to like feed it his beer. Like he'd be drinking his beer and he'd put it on the floor for a little bit. The dog would have some of the beer and then he'd keep on drinking it again.
Did the dog live long?
Yeah, the dog had a great life.
I don't doubt that.
Her name was Carrie. She was lovely. She was a sweetheart.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and funnily enough, that uncle used to be a vet. Shout out to vets out there. And he then had another dog, which on Easter Sunday, like ravaged our Easter egg hunt while we were having lunch, and ate two big chocolate eggs, wrapper and all, like the whole thing, and was completely fine.
Yeah, that's
did not affect it at all.
My dog did the same with a tub of Celebrations. He ate this is years ago, he had like half a tub and wrappers and was fine. And it's like,
it's weird because you are told from birth never ever to give dogs chocolate.
Chocolate is poison.
And it probably is poisonous for them, but just a miracle.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that story before, and like of obviously like different people, and I'm just like, maybe everyone's lying to us. They just
everyone doesn't want to share their chocolate. Yeah, we just live with selfish people, basically. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, speaking of conspiracy theories, I'm thinking that next week we do our conspiracy theory episode.
I think so too. I'm going to come with four, and you can come with four, and then we can discuss.
Okay, wow, could be a big episode. Could be a bumper part one, part two.
Oh, that would be fun.
Which could be pretty fun.
I'll have a mic by then, guys.
And she'll have a real microphone as well, guys. Yay. So you don't have to worry about this god-awful quality we're putting up with.
Yeah.
But what we will do is via the Instagram and maybe via TikTok as well, send in any conspiracy theories of your own.
Yeah.
Or, like, not about you. We don't really care about you. We want proper conspiracy theories.
I care about you.
So send them in. Let us know which ones you like and which one you want us to talk about. Or if you can even provide us with the whole story, that'd be fantastic. Even better, send in voice notes, because if it's a good enough voice note, we'll add it into the audio of the podcast for everyone to listen. So there's a couple options for you there. Get involved with next week's episode, bumper episode of conspiracy theorists.
I'm sure you guys, everyone has at least one conspiracy theory.
Yeah, there's got to be one out there.
I think this is going to be a good episode.
It will be a good fun episode. I'm looking forward to that. Well, on the slight topic of conspiracy theories, I guess, and things that, you know, go round, truth and not truth. Should we hop onto today's sort of topic, which is we're going to be talking about celebrities. This is like one of the main reasons we started the podcast, was for us to gossip about the gossip that's going on in the celebrity world. And we'll kickstart things with Russell Brand. Ooh. Obviously, he's been a little bit naughty recently.
Sensitive. It's a sensitive topic, and it's a. If anyone actually watched the show, I think the editing of the show was absolutely just like horrific and good. Like, the way it's like chopped and changed, they mixed up bits of his stand up and then clips of like his victims talking about what he allegedly like did to them and stuff. And it was just like, oh my God, whoever edited this has like really done their research. And I know that's what Dispatches is like all about, but it was intense.
So for anyone that's out of the loop, basically Russell Brand has been accused of, multiple is it rape cases?
Yeah, sexual assault and rape.
Sexual
and,
assault.
Emotional grooming. Abuse.
Yeah, emotional abuse. So he's a comedian turned philanthropist, Hollywood actor.
Writer,
he does everything. Presenter. And he's a brilliant presenter, and I think he's super knowledgeable. You can't discredit him for how smart he is. And the way he challenges people, especially on political topics, I think is phenomenal. I think he's a great, great interviewer and talker. He's always been a bit weird, but he's been very open about his promiscuous past.
Yeah.
And how sexual he is and all of his endeavours.
He went to rehab before being a sex addict, I think.
Right.
I think. I'm 99% sure that's what they said in the document. He definitely went to rehab a couple of times while he filmed Big Brother's Big Mouth.
Okay.
And then I think that was alcohol, drugs, and being a sex addict, which is like wild.
So now, all of these victims have come out against him, and was it Channel 4 released it?
Yeah, Dispatches.
Like broke the news, basically. And how do you feel about it? It seems to be becoming quite a theme, and it always has been quite a theme about, you know, celebrities getting away with things because of the power they hold.
Yeah.
Obviously. I like to try and stick to innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
But if you're going to pin a name, it probably would be someone like Russell Brand, just because of his past.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen him in anything since probably Rock of Ages. Like, I don't follow him. I don't really know how anything to do with him. I know, obviously, we used to go out with Katy Perry, and I don't think he was particularly nice to her towards the end. That's, like, the last thing I remember hearing about him. Mm-hmm. So when the documentary came out, I was like, yeah, I'm not, like, massively shocked.
Yeah.
But I totally agree with where you're coming from. Like, it did seem kind of unfair, this documentary that was just like at him. And obviously he has a voice more than these victims, because he's got 3.8 million followers that he can then post a video to and then explain like these things didn't actually happen. So I guess that's his like version of his voice. But a lot of people were saying like, oh, how's that fair to them? And I was like, well, because a lot of them reported stuff, but it didn't get taken anywhere because he was the main man on the show, and like people just ignored it, like, and it's not going to get brought into a court of law because it's not going to get escalated to that point. He's a famous person, and also they're scared and they want to protect their jobs, their lives. Like, it's not fair to have everything ripped from you just because he's done something or allegedly done something. So you can kind of see it's a tough one. It's a really
I didn't know this, because apparently he dated someone that was 16 when he was 32.
Yeah. This girl, I can't remember her name. She was on the show. That's pretty gross.
Yes, it might technically be legal, but for me, that seems so weird.
Yeah, like, it's like legal, but not right.
Not right. I grew up with, definitely giving names out of this one, I grew up with a friend who, she was 15, I think, when she started going out with her boyfriend, who was like 20. Yeah. And the parents knew about it. And obviously, I think everyone was a bit skeptical. But they went on to date for like 4 years. But it felt so bizarre when he was sort of hanging around with us at like horse events and stuff. And I'm like, you're 4 or 5 years older than me. And like, you're definitely sleeping with my friend who's like 15. I'm like, this is so bizarre.
She's like in school uniform. Like, he's probably picking up from school now. That's
he was.
That's not okay.
Like, that back then was not okay. Isn't okay. But that's especially
still not okay.
Especially 16 to 32. Like, maybe we were talking about this. I can't remember if it was with you or someone else from work. Yeah. But, I'm talking about people, like, losing their virginities. I feel like at 16, I was nowhere near ready for any sort of that experience. Girls weren't coming anywhere near me at 16. I was a menace to society. Like, it's more often than not. Yeah. For the safety of everyone involved, we stayed clear of each other. But I feel like girls go through that experience way younger. Like, you hear these stories 14 or whatever, and I'm like, 14, I was picking my nose and just running around, naked.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, just not really doing much for society. So,
I think girls mature a lot quicker, but also girls, I think you feel a lot older because you have a lot more responsibilities at a younger age. And like, you just naturally, like, you just grow up a lot quicker, so you just feel older, and then you're like, well, I don't want a boy that's running around picking their nose. I want someone older. And then that's like, obviously it's not the girl's fault, I'm not saying that at all, but that's naturally, like, girls are more attracted to boys that are older, 8-9 times out of 10, not always, obviously, but I think that's why, because apparently boys are 5 years younger than their actual age.
So that would make me, 16?
That's pretty accurate for you.
Right, that's not fair. You can't use me as the example for all men.
But that was not all men, but I'm not saying it's all men. I'm just saying, like, that's probably quite a good place to start.
It is, but also, I'm like an 80-year-old man at the same time.
Yeah, you are. That is
like,
true.
I'm very old. But I'm also very young. I sort of switch between my personalities. Should probably get that checked, actually. But I think we're talking about this. Age of consent at 16 seems too young to me.
That's what I said. And then my dad was like, who's the solicitor? He was like, well, then how old is it going to be? Like, where do you draw the line?
Because then the norm, like, if you think 18? The norm is, if you put it 18, but then if that's what you're used to being the age of consent, then you're like, oh, well, maybe 18's too young.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like so strange. But I think, it's like Americans, right? They can't drink till they're 21. So they probably don't start drinking till they're about 18. Whereas our legal age of drinking is 18. So we don't really start drinking until we're like 14, 15, right?
Yeah, I think I got drunk properly for the first time at 15.
Yeah. So I think, you just, whatever the age is, you're always going to be, well, most people are going to be a slightly bit more rebellious, because that's like life, isn't it? You're like, well, I just want to be a rebel. So that's why I think Americans, like, for example, just can't hold their drink, because they're just like that late to the game, whereas we're just like so used to it. So I guess if you say 18, then they'll probably wait till they're 16, and that's for themselves.
But what's crazy to me is just how the laws change around the world. So you can go to India or Pakistan, where I think the age of consent is 14.
Jesus Christ.
I think it is in Pakistan. Obviously, correct me if I'm wrong, but
yeah.
I think that's right. And I just think you can go to that country and you have to, you go by the laws of the country.
Right.
Which I think is mental, like in certain circumstances. But then, like in America, you can buy a gun at 16. You can drive at 15 or 16 or whatever it is.
You can enlist, you can go into the army, like super young, but you can't have a beer.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Very strange. Very strange country. But yeah, so the Russell Brand incident, look, we'll give our thoughts on it as the story develops, of course.
Yeah.
But it's
such a difficult one as well, because there's 9 times out of 10, there's only 2 people in that room.
Yeah.
He said, she said. So it's always awful, like, for both, you know, whoever's the victim, it's always going to be awful.
And I feel bad, because most of the time, because of someone with his power, if it did happen, he's more likely to get away with it.
Yeah, of course he is.
And then if it didn't happen, do you, I don't know how you approach that. So many different angles you can come up. And it's difficult to talk about as well, because you don't want to upset people.
Yeah, especially because we're not involved. So it's like, you don't want to give your 2 pence on something that you can't emotionally understand.
Yeah.
In that respect. But his PA came out and was like, yeah, he's like a huge narcissist. Like, he's
Of course. But someone to be someone that's successful, you have to be so far up your own arse, don't you?
Do you reckon?
Yes. It's the same thing with, I heard about Jimmy Fallon, apparently is a bit of an arsehole to his people.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah, same as Ellen.
That broke my heart. Ellen, I know, kind of Jim, got like...
Yeah, Ellen's a bitch. I don't like Ellen.
He came across a bit strange.
Never have. James Corden, never liked him. He's always come across a bit weird.
Never liked James Corden. I met him, he wasn't a nice person.
Russell Brand, look, I'm not completely surprised if it does end up being true, but Jimmy Fallon apparently not being nice towards his staff just broke my heart.
That's so sad. I don't want that to come out about someone like Ryan Reynolds or like Hugh Jackman, who are like
imagine
really nice.
Imagine it was Ryan Reynolds. That would be devastating for sure.
Also, there's a lot of celebrity divorces this year, and I'm really scared that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are like
no, they're too strong. But I was surprised by Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
So guys, she was out last night with Taylor Swift.
Apparently this is big.
They both
for
went
people
out
that
with
listen,
Joe
they're
Jonas.
Interested in pop culture.
Mr. Perfectly Fine is written about Joe Jonas, and they both went out with Joe Jonas.
Is that Mr. Perfect? No.
Don't sing it.
What is it? How does it go?
Yet.
Go on, give
us
a rendition.
I'm not singing.
All right, say the line, like the lyric.
Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Brilliant. Well,
break your
thanks.
Heart, but you're breaking my mind.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Ooh, that was
enough.
Nice.
But I love Joe Jonas.
How's
and
your
I love
heart
Sophie
when you're
Turner.
Breaking mine or something? I know, it's really sad. I was really sad. Sad,
but apparently they've been like, they want it to work, but she's a big partier. She parties too much, apparently, is what the...
And I heard that he like basically made the final decision based on something that he heard on their Ring doorbell. And I was like, why would they have a Ring doorbell? They're that rich. Like, unlikely.
Surely
they
have security, right?
Like, high tech, like, proper CCTV. Like, I don't know, just not
like
a Ring
men,
doorbell.
Like, literal 6 foot men.
Yeah.
They're just guarding,
like, guarding
them.
The door. And it's really sad because they have, like, 2 young kids. That's anyone going for a divorce with 2 young children. That's just so awful. But yeah. And now her going out to Taylor Swift, like, I want to be on a fly on the wall in that conversation so bad. So bad, because they'd never really been seen together, but I don't really know if they were friends or not. But what are they talking about? Are they talking about Joe? Are they comparing notes?
Like, maybe. Maybe they're doing a remix together.
So everyone thinks that the next album is going to be Reputation. And a lot of people think that there's going to be like Taylor's version, you know, this whole story, I'm sure. But the next one that's actually coming out is 1989. So everyone thinks it's going to be a Bad Blood music video with like new celebrities, because the last one was like other celebrities. So I think I'm going to refresh it. And now everyone's like, Sophie Turner's obviously going to be in it. Did you get all that?
I'm so enthralled by this whole just
Taylor's version.
Taylor's world. It's Taylor's world, and we're just living in it. Yeah. Oh, what did we say today? Oh, kinky. That's what it was.
Oh,
what was
yeah,
that
was
for?
So funny.
We're doing our volunteering.
Oh, we're gonna oil up this thing, and we were like kinky, and then
yeah,
I was like, oh.
We're both children, basically.
Yeah.
And we were obviously going back to the. I know this episode is a bit all over the place today, listeners, but it's just
Sorry,
one of
guys.
Those weeks. And obviously, we were doing our volunteering with our boss, like boss of the bosses of the boss, was in our group volunteering today.
Yeah.
And I was trying so hard to like just. I was in a bit of a weird mood, and I kept saying things, but he was like standing right next to us, and he's a very French man, and I wanted to say things in like a French accent, or be like, say your boss's name, be like, oh, do you want to come like do this job with me? I can like try and get my name in there and just like sweet talk a little bit.
I kept saying to you like, shh. Like he's literally right there. He's not deaf.
I know.
He was saying like, you were like, do you want to adopt me? Like I can come and live in your house. And I was like,
yeah.
There's literally like two people behind you.
I know, but imagine if he did adopt me, how cool would that be?
And then you said his name and you were like to his face, you were like, oh, getting your sweat on or like breaking a sweat. And I thought, obviously don't say that.
Why? I thought, what was wrong with that?
I don't know. He doesn't know who you are. And then you said his name, and obviously, like we do know who he is, but like I don't know. It was just like he didn't.
I was trying to be personable, you know.
Yeah.
Don't want them to feel left out because I feel it's very awkward when your boss is there, and we're all of these employees that know who he is, but he has no idea who we are by name.
No.
And like, how do you react around him? Like sometimes I'm in the lift with him, and am I like? Do I say hello to him? Do
hello.
I smile at him? Hello, shalom.
Shalom, Jackie.
Shalom, Jackie.
Yeah, and then he came over to me and he was like, oh, do you want a hand with that? And it was like pulling this like fence out. And I was like, oh, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I was like, oh, maybe if we do this. Like, he didn't really interact with me that much, but it was a special moment between the two of us.
And then I had to come over and buddy do it anyway because you couldn't get it up. That's what Anya was saying to our boss.
Yeah,
I had to give him a little helping hand.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Arnie, what else have you been up to? What's been keeping you busy?
Lots of stuff, really. I've been out and about. I was obviously out with you guys last night, and then I was out with some friends. And then I was out on Monday. What was I doing? Oh my God, I was out Monday, and I can't even remember what I was doing. Oh yeah, I just went to the gym after that. That's actually not that very exciting.
Oh wow. Cool story.
Yeah, cool story, bro. Yeah, and I've basically been all consumed by this celebrity gossip. So that's what's been keeping me busy.
It's been a bit of a weird week. It feels like it should be Saturday, but it's Wednesday, and I don't really know what's going on.
Wait, because I usually go into the office from like Wednesday, Thursday. So when I went in on Monday, I left, and I was like, "Oh, cool, Friday tomorrow." And I was like, "Oh no, not even close." So that's been quite gutting, actually.
Bit of an odd one, but we do have lots of big plans for the podcast. I know. I feel like we've plateaued over the last couple of weeks, so I do apologize for that. We had plans to have guests on. That fell through. There was a whole bit of a mishap with one of our potential guests. So it's a bit of a shame, really. But we are working on getting more guests in.
Yeah.
We are working at just getting some of our friends on as well, people that we want to interview that we just know will work well. And to be honest, if there's any of you out there that think you've got good stories and you want to be a part of the show in some way, shape or form, then we can do little segments with you guys. We want this to be as interactive as possible. But as I say, please let us know. We are opening up a TikTok account. I'll make sure it's linked below this episode, and I'll put the link back. I'll backtrack as well for catching up on other episodes. Check out the Instagram. We'll be releasing clips and photos and everything on there. Of course, the TikTok will be the place for exclusive stuff as well. So keep an eye out for that. I know this episode's been a bit wishy-washy, a bit all over the place. Sorry, everybody, for that.
If anyone out there is a big fan of Taylor Swift and wants to discuss that with me, because Oscar knows absolutely nothing, I would absolutely love to have you on the show.
Yeah, we can have a full debrief episode about Taylor Swift.
That would be great.
Anya's getting loads of text messages on her laptop or something. I can hear the sound go. Oh, maybe it's me. I think it's my WhatsApp going on my computer. In my head for like the last 5 minutes, I've been like, bloody hell, I wish Arnie would shut up. And I realised that I think it's actually me.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
sorry nice. About that.
Yeah, lovely.
But we've got a big bumper episode of conspiracy theories. Oh, I'm dying, coming out next week. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. Hopefully some exclusive clips prior to the episode comes out on TikTok.
And I'll have a microphone. What's more exciting than that?
Exactly. so we can actually hear her talk, and more of a reason for our listeners not to tune in. So thank you very much for that. Yeah, bit of a catch-up episode, bit of all over the place, but we appreciate your love and support as always. Make sure you hit that follow button, subscribe, rate the show 5 stars, share the episodes with your friends and family. We're trying to expand. And I think that's it. We could probably wrap up there for this week.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We will catch you guys, as always, next Thursday.
Have a beautiful week, everybody.
Yep, and stay safe out there in this harsh and dangerous world where... bye, everybody.
Yeah, no, that's not how catchphrases work. They have to be, short.
It has to be snappy, doesn't it?
Maybe we can workshop this.
We can. Next Thursday, I'll have a catchphrase. See you guys then.
Ooh.